So, hello everybody. Nice to have you in the modern email dev room. We saw on the previous talk that there was a need for performance testing and benchmarking. Here we are. So, I'm Benoît Tellier, so I work at Linagora on hopefully building an alternative to Office 365. And I'm doing that by building Twake Mail, which is a collaborative email server. So it's a product belonging to Linagora, of course open source, but built on top of open source building blocks, namely Apache James. So that's the mail server developed in the Apache Software Foundation. It's unique in that sense that, to my knowledge, it's the only mainstream open source server that is in following an open governance model, so which is quite unique. Why did I need it to do some performance testing? Back when we started working on the project back in 2014, we actually came up with a radically new architecture, but I'm quite happy following talks today to see that it's no longer that original to say that the mail server needs to be stateless and delegating its state management to specialized databases. So we are doing basically the same thing than Stewart, Wild Duck, and Dovecot Pro to some extent. But we needed a tool to validate that the fact that the mail server is not the database itself, but that there's an indirection level on top of existing database is an idea that is actually viable. And also Apache James is a very old software. First code lines dates back from 1999. Top-level project was established in 2007, and the internal architecture is still moving. And for example, one of the very big last refactorings that we did back in 2020 was to make the IMAP layer fully asynchronous and using reactive code principles, which is a massive code change. And of course, we wanted to have a tool to tell us if we are messing up something badly and shipping on performance regressions. And on the actual wish list, so of course, we want to benchmark technical choice and architectural changes. I'm sorry, the day have been quite long. We also want a tool to validate customer deployment. So let's say I've got a government and they want to run 50,000 mailboxes. I need to be able to run a benchmark on their servers to actually check, yes, on D-Day you won't have load problems, it won't collapse. And to do this, we wanted to have an easy-to-run, efficient framework. So we wanted to be able to generate the load, a very big load from a single point, and so that it's easier to aggregate statistics. We also wanted it to be easy to use for us, so that means CLI and code, so that we could review the scenario, commit them, etc., and of course we wanted to be adapting the scenario. For example, simulate a client that don't have quick resync, and what happens is if you run a huge proportion of this client, does thing collapse? So we actually decided to reuse, we actually did research and found no state-of-the-art tools for doing extensive benchmarks with IMAP. There's tons of tools around for doing benchmarks, and one of them is Gatling. So Gatling is an open source product that has been developed by some French people We've been, it's Java-based, Fascala-based, so it runs on the GVM. It feels at home for James people. It's fully asynchronous. It's built on top of an Akka Actor system. So basically, it's just messaging flowing around internally. And this Akka-based architecture is what allows to generate an extreme amount of load from a single load tester, basically. And it also comes with beautiful graphs, but our problem is that Gatling only ship HTTP out of the box, and we needed to develop the IMAP connector for it. So I tried to do a little graph about the internal structure, and there's a bit of vocabulary. So basically, we are running a simulation. Simulation is a scenario. So what is a single session doing during the entire scenario? And basically, the idea is to come up with a domain-specific language that describes the scenario in IMAP. The scenario is subdivided between actions, for example, select, and checks. I'm sorry that it overlaps. And basically, simulation will use a protocol to connect to your mail server. So you will need to have describe that. Feeder is to inject user that would start running the scenario and following an injection profile. So more on that later. And then basically we designed an object that is IMAP sessions, that's an Akka actor, that would use the IMAP session associated to the user of that session to start another actor that would be a binding to the IMAP NIO library. So that is actually calling the mail server and doing the IMAP operation. Then when we come back, another Akka actor would just record the timings and be able to do the checks on the response and continue on with the scenario. So basically, most of the job was designing all those actions and plugging them with actors onto existing IMAP NIO commands. Life is complicated and full of wrong assumptions, and things like IMAP NIO sadly was offering was built on very old Java abstractions that don't allow you to get notified when the result of your asynchronous operation is actually done. So we had a contribution to the IMAP NIO library, which was accepted by Yahoo. Woo! So this is how the DSL actually look like. So no pointer. So basically, the idea is that we just name our action, then use the DSL and give, for example, the login. So you have, you see that you can store and also access information on the session. So that's what the dollar thing is actually doing, and we can chain actions. It's also quite interesting. So you've got things like waiting, and you've got all the structure control built in the Gatling DSL for example, do randomizing things. And what we are trying to do it, so I omitted much of the code for simplicity here, is to replicate the load that we have on actual server that we can see on our metric system and try to replicate exactly the proportion in that scenario to try to be as relevant as possible. And below is the scenario. We actually fit things and we execute the initial connection, and then during the scenario direction, we just do some new action and pause like this. So that's, but again, That's not Gatling IMAP, that's how we use Gatling IMAP to actually build our simulation at Linagora. This structure is ours, and you can do whatever you want with it. So then once we get it, we can plug a feeder, we can choose the injection profiles, we inject with a flat profile 10,000 people during the injection period. It's actually a nice model, because if you decide to inject people, you can inject people very quickly and do endurance tests during a long time by just playing on the scenario duration or on the injection profile. You can keep injecting people during the entire scenario duration to actually have always new user coming through the simulation, and you can also do a breaking test by taking a number of user that is very high and see how high you can go. So once we are done, we can use a Scala build tool to actually run Gatling. So you've got a very nice execution report on the CLI. And once you're...
JMAP platform validation?
That may be a mistake from the guy writing the slide. So imagine that it's not a J, but an I. Sorry. This one hopefully is IMAP. So that's the execution report. The top graphic is pure propaganda. That's not the interesting part. The interesting part is in here. And hopefully you are able to unfold the actual section. So what is interesting is that you've got mean time. Mean time sucks. You have interesting things like 99 percentile, which gives a better representation of the worst case that your user will be exposed to. You can see also the number of operations that is done per minute, per second, sorry, and the percentage of failure that you have. And basically after that, we also are able to see here that's the injection profile, how much user were active on the system over time, and here is the number of requests per second that the system succeeded to handle. And above, you see the response time. So when you're Java-based, it's actually quite interesting. You can see, for example, your garbage collections. What is also interesting is that you can get that exact same two graphs for each of the IMAP commands above and see their evolution over time. So I'm almost, so basically you can use it. It's AGPLv3. It may not be a modern version of Gatling. Feel free to go contribute upgrades if you want. We also have some additional mail-related resources, but that is not released as a separated DSL. That is the JMAP simulation. I'm sorry. And we also have a SMTP tool that sucks for doing the same thing, because when you have a hammer, every screw looks like a nail. We also had, but it's not open source, it's for private deployment validation, a tool for provisioning data, so creating tons of folders with tons of emails onto the with nice distribution of email sizes for the virtual user that we've been seeing before. And of course, it complements all of Apache James, the performance toolbox. That's it. Do you have questions?
Oh, you're a little... this seems very similar to JMeter.
Correct. And JMeter is an Apache project. I would say JMeter, from what we've been looking at first, did not have built-in IMAP connector. Second, I think don't have we've not been seeing a domain-specific language that was that well developed on top of JMeter. And actually, the DSL was very important to us, so that we could replicate any client behavior easily in the performance test. Does it answer your question? And there's another point, which is architecture, which is, if I'm correct, I'm not an expert here, but JMeter is actually using a thread pool to simulate things, so it's way less efficient. So we were able to simulate easily 20 to 50,000 people with a single machine, which JMeter, to my knowledge, is not able to do. Right.
If it would be, did you ever run it in a comparative fashion? And can you give any insights about
it's JMAP server shootout?
Okay, so the JMAP test suite is fully functional.
Okay.
It's way easier to write because JMAP is HTTP and JSON based. So basically, the code is way less complicated than for IMAP, and for us, it's directly part of our Gatling tooling and not extracted as a separated library. If there's interest in that, I think we would be happy to extract it. And for the comparative section, we of course measure better performance with JMAP. However, this tool don't directly reflect direct user and direct usage. We try to fit to something that is representative, but part of the design choice is that we don't invest extensive amount of resources to try to replicate the real world and all its versatility and complexity and so on and so on. But reduction of compute is at least factor two for us and our specific implementation of JMAP behind it.